Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. I had an opportunity to share recently with a group of women about women of mission, being women of mission. You know, we are all missionaries. One definition simply of mission is a sending or being sent for some duty or purpose. And the term missionary just simply means one sent on a mission. You know, we all, dearly beloved, are missionaries. We've all been sent as, first of all, beloved of Christ. If you have been born again, God has saved you with His precious blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, and we become a beloved of Christ. We are mothers and wives. We are teachers and grandmothers and aunts and nieces and friends and neighbors. We are fathers and uncles and sons and preachers and pastors. We all have a mission. We all have been sent from God in one form or another. It matters not where our mission field is, whether it's our backyard, our front yard, our schoolhouse, our home, the grocery store, the beauty shop, or even a foreign field. In fact, it's first we must learn to be a missionary in our own backyard. And then when Christ sees that we can be trusted with where we are, He many times sends us on out to a larger field of mission work. You know, we are all on a foreign mission field. Because if you have been born again into the kingdom of God, you're in a new world. You're in a kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And this world is, the whole world is a mission field. And it is important that as women and men of faith that we know that we have a mission, that we all have a mission. Many times we feel that it might be insignificant, but Scripture gives us insight into six important facts regarding missions. And it's taken from John 15:16. It's one of my favorite scriptures in the whole Bible. It says that you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Today, I want to just share three points with you about being a missionary and being sent on a mission no matter where you are. Number one, you were chosen. You were chosen by God Himself to be His child. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and believed in Him, you are chosen and you have a mission. You are chosen for a purpose and for a duty while you are in this life. You know, as I said earlier, you may think that your little spot that you are in is very insignificant and that you don't count for anything. It may sometimes seem that our mission, our purpose, or our duty is not important in this life. But remember that the one who has chosen you and placed you where you are means that you are definitely, you have a mission field. You're not your own now. Remember, you're in a different kingdom. You belong to a master, and you were chosen by God. So it really helps to know that God chose you. And it's beautiful because no man can come to the Father, the Scripture says, unless he is drawn by the Spirit. So it's a great thing to be chosen of God. Secondly, the second fact about being chosen and being on a mission field is that you were not only chosen, but you were ordained, or you were equipped, or you are equipped. The Amplified version of John 15:16, I love. It says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have appointed you." And in parentheses, it says, "I have planted you." You know, it may seem like a lonely place where you are today. Maybe even if you are a shut-in, maybe you have a handicap, maybe you are on the back burner right now in ministry. But it matters not, because when God chose you and placed you where you are, He also equipped you with the talents and the abilities you need to finish your mission here on earth. And sometimes He chooses us to wait a while, or He chooses us to just, you know, He has His seasons of time when we are in the ministry and working for God. I will never forget the story of Hattie Hammond, who was a missionary, I believe, to Africa. She was a little woman, and she was alone. She was not married, and she was visiting some friends in Seattle. And as they took her to the airport and they put her on the airplane to send her back to the foreign mission field, they were watching her walk down the down this lonely aisle by herself and out on the field to climb up into the plane. And they said their heart just went out to them, because she seemed all alone, and she had nobody to go with her. And so they wrote her and to encourage her and tell her that they felt sorry that she was alone, and that they wanted her to know that their prayers, you know, that their prayers were with her. And I'll never forget her story that she wrote back, and she said, Oh dear, she said, I am not alone. She said, don't you know, I always travel with a party of seven. And they at first didn't understand till they read on. And she said, you see, there is myself, and then there is God, my great Father, my dear Father, who is always with me, and my Lord Jesus Christ, who said He would never leave me nor forsake me. And then there's the Holy Spirit, who guides me and talks with me wherever I go. And then there's the angels in heaven who watches over me and constantly keeps me from harm. And then, of course, there is goodness and mercy, who promise to follow me all the days of my life. So she said, don't worry about me. I am traveling in great company. What an entourage that she has. And it's the same with us, beloved. The Lord equips us, and He ordains us because He has appointed us to be missionaries here on this earth, no matter where we are. So not only were you chosen, and not only are you ordained and equipped, but also there is a command there that says that we must go. This doesn't mean that we have to go to particularly a foreign land or another state or whatever, but there are some goes that Jesus commanded for His chosen ones and those that He has ordained and equipped to fulfill their purpose in life. We are to go to the sinner and to the unrighteous, and we are to show mercy. Matthew 9:12-13 says, when Jesus, when He was questioned about eating with the tax collectors and the sinners while eating dinner in Matthew's house, He said, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but it's the sick. But go, He said, and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous but sinners. So we are to go and have mercy on the unrighteous and on those who are sinners. Every day we meet the sick and we meet the sinner and we meet those that need what we have. They may be in our own household. We are to have and to show mercy. There are mission fields or vineyards that the Lord places us in that are at times difficult, yet He commands us to go. Matthew 21:28-31 says, if we are truly chosen of God, there will be times that we will say to the Lord, I don't want to go, but we will, out of love for Him, and the harvest He will bring through our lives will be great. So, you know, God wants us. He wants us to know that we are chosen. He wants us to know that we are ordained. And He wants us to know that He wants us to go and be a witness. And wherever we are, it matters not. Whether it's in our backyard or, like I said earlier, it doesn't matter if it's our neighbor, our friend. It doesn't matter if it's the checkout person at the grocery store. God always wants us to just reach out and to go and to be a missionary wherever we are. Tomorrow we'll talk about the other 3 points of being a missionary. God bless you today as you live by faith.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.
Are you a Christian who likes to read? If not, there's a whole world of Christian publishing out there that you're missing out on. I invite you to check out the Author's Corner podcast, where I talk to the latest Christian authors each week about their new book releases and what's coming next. So if you're ready to jumpstart your spiritual growth with the newest books and the authors who write them, check out the Author's Corner podcast with me, Roberta Foster.